Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I did not know or think about or suspect that we would be still be talking about officiating in Sunday's game. I admitted yesterday I feel a little guilty doing it because it's just classic, you know, sports talk. Feels like classic sports talk, homerism radio, but and we don't do a ton of it. Relative to as many times as I feel inspired to do it, because it just, I don't know, it feels to me like low-hanging fruit. But then again, I feel like it's what people are talking about, and it's not just people in Detroit. And then Dan Campbell says what he said on the morning show, which is reiterating. And he was, like, his mood today was different. His mood today was, I don't want to say it was salty. It felt to me, okay, this is just Doug's observation. I'm not reporting anything. It just felt to me like Dan was, that loss hit differently. And we'll ask Jared about it at 10:30, but I don't know. Did you get that sense, Kang? Did either of you get that sense?
I don't know. I didn't hear a ton of Dan Campbell this morning, so I can't really speak to the tone, if it was different. I did read some quotes this morning where he was very excited about Ali McNeil. So I think when it comes to that play and how it was handled, I think that if he was salty, he's got every right to be salty about it.
I think it's everything, Doug. Like I didn't really think about it. And then you mentioned it to me and I thought back, all right, I replayed it in my mind, you know, listened to him talk to the guys in the morning. And I thought, he does seem a little maybe more annoyed than usual, but I think maybe it's because I think it's self-inflicted. I think reflecting, like, you know, what they could have done better, and also the fact that you throw in the fact that is there some kind of miscommunication with the league and the NFL and the rules? I think that all played a role.
Yeah. I mean, this is news that is going to, I think, echo here for a bit, because there's conflicting stories as to what happened.
Well, the other thing is this. We've talked before about having sky judges or whatever, or, you know, having reviews done quickly up in a booth somewhere, and they could buzz down and say, hey, hold on, this is, I don't mind that at all, as long as we're transparent about it and say, this is, we're fully accepting of this, and there's a limit. It has to be done within 30 seconds. They have to buzz down to the field and let you know what they saw. And, you know, I think that has to be corroborated, though. If they see it upstairs, does it need to be? Do you think it needs to be corroborated with the officials on the field? And they're like, you know what? I think I did see that, or like, I didn't see it. I was out of position, or whatever.
You bring up a great point about transparency, because and it be corroborated, because this could be a big old nothing burger, right?
Yeah, the play wasn't run correctly,
right? But when you get conflicting stories, one and two, there's another play that doesn't get buzzed. That goes against Detroit. Right. It leaves a little bit of, now wait a second, kind of taste in your mouth. And like when Dan was asked about it this morning, he didn't bring it up, right? But when he was asked about it, he was very brief. He didn't elaborate. He just stated the fact and didn't give an opinion, like didn't say anything, just said, I was told it came from New York.
So I understand people saying like, hey, well, they ran it illegally anyways. It shouldn't have counted, right? Mm-hmm. But Greg from the morning show made a great point to me while we were switching shows here, and I got to give him credit. It's like in court, they illegally obtain information, which makes it not guilty. Do you understand? Yeah. The NFL shouldn't have a call from New York. They needed to get that right on their own, and if they can't get that right on their own, then it's a touchdown. And I think that point remains. That's why this whole thing is a controversy. You should not be getting a call from anybody. And if you did, void, touchdown.
But what if it's called from a booth upstairs?
That's not New York, as far as I'm concerned. Kansas City, Missouri, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I wonder if sometimes that gets confused because it doesn't come from on the field. It comes from externally, which could be from, you know, officials that are sitting up in a booth, sure, as opposed to actually going to New York.
The easy fix here, guys, is the NFL, we all know they don't like to admit they're wrong about anything. They're going to come out and say that that one ref or official that spoke to Dan Campbell was misinformed. End of story. There was no call,
there was no call from New York or
because the Jedi mind trick. Is that we're going to Jedi mind?
Well,
they
can just say that
he was mistaken.
Well,
that one ref that told
Tom. Whoever Dan Campbell spoke to, right?
Correctly.
It just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I don't want to speak for everybody.
Well, it does. And so I'm trying to think of ways to fix this, you know, in the future, where it's why I want time parameters of when, you know, how long can you go before it's too long? Is it 30 seconds? Is it 60 seconds? Is it 10 seconds? I don't know. And then it leads me back to the play where Travis Kelce didn't catch the ball and they run up to the line of scrimmage and they, hiked the ball.
Right.
Snap the ball before anybody can stop it. I wonder with a play like that, like that's always bothered me. It's always bothering me when a team runs up, they want to snap it before anybody can take a look at it. How about the officials say, no, you can't snap the ball. We are looking at it and we'll get it all clear or not at all clear. Right. Yeah. In an effort to get it right, like everything else, because they can control it. Just like, you know, you see all the time with football and in college football, and particularly with the, you can't snap the ball yet because you guys made a late offensive replacement. You got to wait for the defense to get back on the field and you can't snap it. And the guy's official just stands there. I wouldn't mind if we saw the same thing happen to the pros in relation to plays like that, where you know that they're rushing up there because did he catch the ball? Did he not catch the ball? They just want to move past it before anybody can throw a challenge flag on it. And I think that defeats the spirit of what challenging plays is all about. And it kind of cheats the system and it usurps it. So let's put a rule in place. That's what I'd like to see done.
Yep. But Kang's point might be right. The truth is it might be a misinformed official.
It could be.
The one that was standing closest to Dan Campbell that he asked about, where did this call come from? And he said it came from above. It came from New York. He could have been misinformed. But 248-539-9797. We'll talk to you next. Then we will talk with the quarterback, Jared Goff, get his 2 cents. It is Carson Anderson.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.